some people, vinyl records bring back memories of growing up in the 1960s and 70s, when rock and roll was king. Back then, music lovers listened to Elvis Presley. And the Beatles. On black discs spinning on a turntable. Today's younger generation didn't grow up with records, so for them, vinyl is cool. Jack Lowenstein came to Crooked Beat Records in Washington, D.C.
I prefer to buy vinyl records over CD.
Sarah Griffith is into vinyl, too.
More recently, I've started buying more, you know, like old punk records and stuff.
Jonathan Old Mixon is in his 30s. For him, vinyl records are collectibles.
I don't have a preference. However, I'll admit there are some things that I want specifically on vinyl because they have a certain aesthetic appeal to them. The picture on the cover is really nice, or the record itself is really nice.
Nielsen SoundScan tracks audio sales in the United States. It says vinyl records, with almost 3 million sold, were the fastest growing music format last year. By June this year, the number of vinyl albums sold was 40% greater than the same period last year. But still, vinyl sales in the U.S. are tiny compared to overall CD and MP3 sales. Bill Daly is the owner of Crooked Beat. He's part of the trend.
Since 2007, vinyl has grown to where it's now 99% of our sales. In 2007, when they started introducing with new vinyl releases, free MP3 download card with it, that's when the sales started surging.
Daly says his online sales of vinyl have also been growing.
We ship all over the world almost every day. You name the country, we probably ship there. Because there's not very many record stores around the world anymore.
Furnace MFG in Virginia was mainly known for manufacturing CDs and DVDs. Now its core product is vinyl. Eric Astor heads the company. He says boosting production of vinyl to meet growing demand has been a challenge.
They haven't made a new vinyl pressing machine since the early 80s. So you have to find the equipment that's available, and there's not a lot of equipment available.
Astor has partnered with vinyl pressing plants in Germany and Holland. The pressed records are sent to Furnace's headquarters, where they're packaged and shipped. Astor says his company produces more than 2 million vinyl records a year. For some people, vinyl is a reminder that in the world of internet downloads, the hands-on feeling of records has been lost. Joe Pollock has been collecting vinyl for 7 years.
I go through my collection, I pick out what I want to hear, I put it on, there's that, you're touching it, you're feeling it. So there's a warmth to it, and you have to sit through a whole album.
Eric Astor with Furnace.
A record that's pressed well from start to finish can sound much better than anything digital because of the fact that it's not compressed, whereas with any sort of CD or even a high-res digital file, there's always a little bit of compression.
Astor says there's nothing like listening to a vinyl record. He says vinyl's popularity will continue to grow. He's banking on it. For producer June So, I'm Carol Pearson, VOA News.